lady longing to be a lazy lady, walk by the cupolas, gables, and the lakes, Georgian stables. In a fairy tale like the heat and tents and the mist in the woods when across the fence, the children gathering strawberries are changed by the heat into negresses, though their fair hair shines there like gold-haired planets Calliope, Io, Pomona, Antiope, Echo, and Clio. Then Lily O'Grady, silly and shady, sauntered along like a lazy lady beside the waves Acox and gown with flux was of satin, the color of shining green ducks, and a fol de rol parasol was a great gold sun or the haycock shining, but she was a negress, black as the shade, the time on the brightest lady laid. Then a satyr dog-haired as trunks of trees began to flatter, began to tease. And she ran like the nymphs with golden foot that trampled the strawberry buttercup root in the thick gold dew as bright as the mesh of dead Penope's golden flesh. Made from the music whence were born Memphis and Thebes in the first hot morn, and ran to wake in the lake where the water rippled seemed hay to rake. And Charlatine, Adeline, round was bubbling Victorine, and the other fish express a wish for mastic mantles and gowns with a swish, and bright and slight as the posies of buttercups and of roses, and buds of the wildwood lilies, they chase her as frisky as fillies. The red retriever Ted Sutter can whine and tease her and flutter, but Lily O'Grady, silly and shady, in the deep shade is a lazy lady. Now Pompey's dead, Homer's red, Heliogabalus lost his head, and shade is on the brightest wing, and dust forbids the birds to sing.